And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 8th of September, 2017. 1930, on this date, Scotch Tape came out from 3M in St. Paul, Minnesota. Waterproof, transparent, pressure-sensitive. They figured out how to coat strips of cellophane with adhesive. 1971, on this date, the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington was inaugurated. It's the anniversary of the great Galveston hurricane of 1900, a Category 4 hurricane. There'd been a strong tropical storm hitting the Florida Straits 2 days before, but the Weather Bureau ignored the warnings, and then it deliberately avoided using the word hurricane for fear of causing panic. As a result, the people of Galveston were not warned until the day before, and the weather seemed fairly calm, so most people went about their business. The highest point on the island was 9 feet above sea level. There was no sea wall. And when the hurricane hit, it brought a storm surge 15 feet deep. There was no escape. There was no way to call for help. It killed 6,000 to 12,000 people. Number was never established. And it remains the deadliest natural disaster in American history. It's the birthday of Jimmy Rogers, Meridian, Mississippi, 1897, one of the first nationally recognized country music stars. Known as the singing brakeman because he'd worked on the railroad most of his life. Until Jimmy Rogers came along, most country songs described life on the farm or small towns, but Jimmy Rogers' songs focused on movement, moving around, the hobo's lullaby. I'm going to California where they sleep out every night. He died of tuberculosis at the age of 37 in 1933. It's the birthday of Terry Tempest Williams, born in Corona, California, 1955, environmentalist, author of many, many books, grew up in Salt Lake. In her book Refuge, An Unnatural History of Family and Place, she wrote about her Mormon faith. She wrote, "Faith is not about finding meaning in the world. There may be no such thing. Faith is the belief in our capacity to create meaningful lives." It's the birthday of Bernie Sanders, born Brooklyn, New York, 1941, U.S. Senator from Vermont. Bernie Sanders, who said, "A guy named Adolf Hitler won an election in 1932. He won an election and 50 million people died as a result of that election in World War II, including 6 million Jews. So what I learned as a little kid is that politics is, in fact, very important." Here's a poem for today by Tim Nolan, "The Field." Remember that meadow up above the ridge where the dog ran around in circles and we were tired from the climb up and everything was tilted sideways, including the running in circles of the ecstatic dog, his bright tongue lapping at the air, and we were leaning into the heart of the field where no battle ever took place, where no farmer ever bothered to turn the soil. Yet everything seemed to have happened there. Everything seemed to be happening at once enough. So we've never forgotten how full the field was and how we were there too and full. Papa Tim Nolan, "The Field," from his book entitled "The Field," published by New Rivers Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.